Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful day here
good morning.
In Kingman, Arizona. Hey, Miss Vicky, how are you, young lady?
I'm fine. How about you, Jim?
You know, every day is good. Some days are just better than others.
That's the truth.
How's things in Albuquerque, young lady?
Well, the weather's nice anyway.
Hey, you know, you have got one of the great special places on Route 66, and a lot of people miss that. They see an RV park, but they don't realize that you actually have a Route 66 time capsule there at the Enchanted Trails Trading Post.
I went out of, I've tried to make it look more Route 66. It was a trading post back in the 40s, and people just don't realize it. And so I've actually put decals on the roadbed several times, and brought in things like vintage furniture and vintage travel trailers and a hubcap tree and a shield on the wall, that kind of thing.
I knew the trading post was pretty old, but I didn't realize it dated to the 1940s.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I can take it back to about 47, but I really don't know if it goes back further or not. I've really not been able to find any proof of that.
You know, a lot of that stuff really started springing up post-war as people started taking to the road and the Great American Vacation and road trips and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You bet.
Well, you know, speaking of road trips, isn't that how you got into this whole Route 66 thing, was a road trip from Massachusetts?
Yes, it really was. My dad was moving the family to New Mexico, and I was staying back in Massachusetts. I was perfectly happy. I'd graduated from school and living with five girlfriends, and we were having a blast. But Dad figured out that his car wouldn't tow behind the U-Haul. So he asked if I would drive it out there. And I'm 20 years old, and it's a 1967 Jensen Healey. It's a red convertible. Ooh. Yeah, I could make that trip.
Ooh. What a car to travel with.
Yes, yes. You know, the trip got kind of exciting when we hit, we connected on to Route 66, I think it was in Missouri, and that was the first time I'd ever experienced Route 66. And, just cruising along, having a good time, and then when we hit New Mexico in about wagon wheel, that's when the car broke down. And my parents just happened to be ahead of me at that point, so they didn't know. Well, a nice trucker stopped on the road to see if he couldn't help, and he used his CB radio to signal them way up ahead. And they turned around, and Dad went into the service station there at Wagon Wheel, and they let him rummage around in the back, and he found a carburetor that he could retrofit. So that put me back on the road and allowed me to travel through Tejeros Canyon. You know, those curves and twists of the road in that canyon? Man, that's what did it for me. That was it. I was in love.
I've been associated with Route 66 since about 1959. But I had 19, my adventures in New Mexico date to winter of 1975. We were moving, I was helping, same like you. My dad was moving out to Arizona again, and I was helping them relocate. And we had a truck wreck out by Gallup, New Mexico on Route 66. That's how I, that was my first big adventure. You know, you've got, it's perfect that you have such a long association with Route 66. You just, congratulations on your recent ascension to the helm of the Route 66 Association of New Mexico.
Well, thank you. It actually was quite unexpected. I didn't go looking for it, and I frankly didn't expect to lose a friend over it, but that's what's happened. And
I know you can't say much on that, but I wanted to congratulate you. You've been in that position before, though, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I did, I think, seven or eight years previously. I think it was like 07 that I came into office, took over for Richard Delgado at the time. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I know you've been involved with this a long, long time, and you know, this steering the association as it grew and developed. And I think our association relationship started back around 2014. You were so supportive of our efforts to do the International Route 66 Festival here in Kingman.
That was a great festival too, wasn't it? Really, really enjoyed it.
It was a game changer on so many levels.
You know, I miss those old festivals. They were so much fun.
We should do that again. Well, you know what we should do is we should pester Connie Loveland and let her do the pinata impersonations this time, and see if we can put together another big event like that. Maybe in Tucumcari.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? And gosh, with the centennial coming up, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, it'd be an ideal situation. They've got the film commission going there and a few other things, and I bet you we could make that one hell of a party.
It would.
You know, of all the states that Route 66 passes through, New Mexico is truly unique. It's almost difficult to put into words, but like the scenery, for example, out by Grants and Gallup, or not just history along Route 66 in New Mexico, but ancient history along New Mexico, in New Mexico along Route 66.
Absolutely. The beauty here in this state, you know, is a lot of land and not a lot of people. So you get to see a lot of scenery. And going up through La Bajada, and one of my favorite stretches is on Laguna, where Owl Rock and Dead Man's Curve is. I just love that stretch. And then also when you hit, just as you're coming into Gallup, those huge red rocks, it's just a beautiful area. You know, every time I run that way, I find that I can almost picture Jimmy Stewart on a horse riding alongside of me. Right? Just like an old movie.
Well, and that's fitting. I mean, when you get into like the old Rancho there in Gallup, boy, you can really belly up to the bar with some old movie stars.
Yes.
The ghost of some old movie stars, I guess I should say.
Right. And isn't that a magnificent building with those big beams inside? And it's just gorgeous. And those neat rugs hanging everywhere. You know, I love it. Absolutely love it.
I really enjoy Route 66 in New Mexico. And, of course, you have two different personalities. You have the pre-37 loop up through Santa Fe. Mm-hmm. And that's a grand adventure right there.
Absolutely. It's so much fun to go up there and see just the wonderful northern New Mexico vibe. And it's colorful and fun. And it's the city different for sure.
You know, it's not Route 66, but one of my favorite drives connecting sort of Route 66, it's kind of like the old, the muffler is connected to the wheel bearing. It just kind of in a roundabout way. But Highway 104 from Tucumcari up to Las Vegas, New Mexico is probably one of the most beautiful drives. And then, of course, Las Vegas. And then that puts you pretty much right on the old pre-37 alignment.
And, it sure does. Mm-hmm. And Las Vegas is come back so far now. It's just a really neat little town to visit with the hotels and all.
Mm-hmm. That's a great example. You know, Route 66 is about the people, such as yourself, the passionate, enthusiastic people. That's what gives it a vibrancy. And then if you add just the shortest of detours, I don't know, Las Vegas is what, 5-6 miles off Route 66?
Right. And that's about it.
Yeah. You add a detour or two like that to your trip, especially in New Mexico. And you could fill an entire vacation holiday just on Route 66 in New Mexico if you added just a few little side trips.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true. It's just there's a lot to see and do here. I love just trucking off of 66, going down to El Morro National Monument and seeing Inscription Rock. That's just fascinating. It really is.
Can't remember which highway that was. State Highway 54, I think, out of Grants through the Malpais and past the Bandolera Crater, the ice caves, and El Morro. Then you can come up through the Navajo Reservation there and the Zuni Pueblo out that way. Do you have any? I know what they're doing with Acoma since COVID. I know it was shut down for quite a while, but are they giving tours again there at Acoma?
You know, in all honesty, I'm not sure. I've ended up being real busy at my business. And I haven't been able to take a road trip in a little while. But I hear that they are, but I can't verify that. So don't run up there if you think you're taking my word.
For those who aren't aware, Acoma is proclaimed to be the oldest continuously inhabited community in the United States. I think it dates back to around 1250, if I remember right.
Right. Sky City. It's just stunning up there. Absolutely.
How long have you been with the Route 66 Association of New Mexico, Vicki?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's been maybe 25 years.
Well, pretty much from the beginning, almost.
Could be, yeah. You got me there. I think...
It runs together after a while. You get too many years in there.
Right. Maybe I'm exaggerating there, but it seems like it.
Yeah. And the way years like this, it seems even longer.
Isn't that the truth? Yes, sir.
How long have you been at Enchanted Trails?
37 years.
Ooh. Judy and I have some great memories. We did a book signing in Albuquerque, and you had a little event out there, Johnny Meyer and everybody. They were showing films, and you put us up in one of your little vintage trailers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That was an experience.
That's a lot of fun, isn't it? It really is. I use those little vintage trailers as an exhibit now. I've got 9 of them, and they're all done up in period piece. And I just decided that I needed to preserve them, so I stopped using them as hotel rooms. But, you know, they really aren't. I'm really glad that you and Judy got to stay in one of them at the time.
That one trailer was so small. Judy could sit next to me and know how much change was in my pocket.
There you go.
We had to go outside to change our mind. We enjoyed that immensely. But what really made it special was you, your infectious enthusiasm and your hospitality. Just let a
that's sweet of you to say. That's sweet of you to say. yeah.
What do you got? Are you starting to think towards the centennial a little bit out there?
Yes, yes. We certainly are. I know a lot of folks are have got big plans going on, and we kind of ran into this hiccup. But we'll get back to it. I was thinking that not only building on events that are already that are existing and making them bigger and a little more Route 66 centric, but you know, that's one thing. But I also would like to put together a sort of a, you know, a newsprint paper, just, you know, just a page or two, but highlight things like 100 influential people on Route 66 and maybe how life was 100 years ago and, you know, that sort of thing.
And you know what? That's an idea, Vicki. You know, you could take that and also, if you did that, you could reprint some of the articles that were published in papers along Route 66. I just came up with some recently working on a project in Kingman, and I found some articles. The U.S. Highway 66 Association had a convention here in Kingman. I think it was 33 or 34. And you could reprint those articles.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. You know, things, even the verbiage was different back then, you know, but but it's so much fun to read about how life was and what people were enjoying and what they were doing. And it's a different world now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was real excited by the conference recently with the state there in Tucumcari, the centennial conference they had there in Tucumcari. And Connie and everyone out that direction, that was really exciting because well, that's how we do it, building a sense of community.
Absolutely.
That's crucial, finding ways to build that sense of community and community purpose, and that's a good start right there.
Absolutely. And each community can pulled together, there's always interested people, and just, you know, get them talking, get them together, and you'd be surprised the wonderful ideas that come out of it.
Yeah, we never move forward if we're fighting each other. And if we sit down and talk to each other, we find out that we have 85% common goals and 15% that divides us. And we just need to focus on the 85%, not the 15%.
Well said, Jim. I agree with you.
Do you have any plans for any changes there at Enchanted Trails? Any new developments? Anything exciting in the work?
You know, I've stopped buying the surrounding land. So I'm not putting any more RV sites in. But we built that hubcap tree that I mentioned a minute ago, a few years ago, and that's awfully fun. So, you know, I just like to do things out on the property to that are fun and funky and, you know, more photo ops, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we you know, show a drive-in movie now and then. We've got a screen that pulls down in front of our barn. And we get the car clubs to come out, and it's really a load of fun once everybody gets parked. It's a little bit of a nightmare trying to get everybody parked.
show some great films like, oh, The Long, Long Trailer with Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz.
Yes. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, we showed that one with Robert Mitchum, I think it was. I don't remember the name of the film, but he was a bootlegger. And, you know, so it was very car-centric, and it was really a lot of fun.
Thunder Road.
That's it. That's it. Yes. Well, I think that was the only film he sang in. Did you know that?
No, but I know he shouldn't sing.
I know.
he should have stuck with acting.
Right. Very true.
Thank you, Connie. Connie was just posting that the state coordination group had the participants break up in groups and discuss ideas, things like promotion, events, infrastructure, and projects. And they'll be doing these meetings in other New Mexico communities over the next few months. That's great news, Connie. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. She's a doll. She's wonderful to have around, and we are blessed to have her expertise.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Every community needs at least one Connie. That's for sure.
Yes.
Or
yes.
One Vicky.
Well, it does take all of us, doesn't it?
It's a team effort. You know, this is a team effort, though. It was in 1927. You know, it's interesting. Route 66, well, officially it doesn't exist. And here's this highway. It's a road, for God's sakes, with an international fan club. And we're reaping the benefits of what these visionaries did in 1927 when they created the U.S. Highway 66 Association. And that's an example. You know, that's an example of how they...
The power of people working together.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. That's when things get transformed and changed.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a great place. You're just above the Rio Puerco Bridge, east of the casino, Route 66 Casino, if anybody's looking for you there, between Albuquerque and the casino.
You know, the funny story is that this place was originally the Hilltop Trading Post, and it was the Hill family. And the Hill family there were brothers, and one of them owned Hilltop Trading Post. The other one owned the Rio Puerco Trading Post out at the bridge. And so what the two of them used to do is they would swap curios. You know, there was things like a big, huge stuffed bear sitting at the entrance of one of them and a neat old wagon at the other. And then they would flip-flop. And so kind of keeping things fresh all the time, enticing people off the road.
Wow. I did not know that. That's kind of interesting. The Hill family with a Hilltop Trading Post, and they're located at the top of, they're at the top of the hill.
The hill. I know, isn't it funny? Right? Absolutely.
I can see some great marketing opportunities in that.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And, you know, it was just, it was so sad when they tore down the Rio Puerco Trading Post. It really was a neat place to wander around in. But thankfully, we saved the bridge. So that's good.
Yes. Hey, good morning, Denny. Mm-hmm. How are you doing today? Denny Gibson with us this morning.
Morning.
If we got any questions here, please speak up or forever hold your peace. But you know, the trading post all across Arizona and New Mexico in the 40s, between Winslow and Winona in Arizona, at one point, that's about a 40-mile stretch, and there was something like 25 trading posts in that area.
Oh my gosh, I hadn't realized there were that many.
Yeah, there's, gosh, every trinket you can imagine.
Hilltop used to have some of the hoop dancers from the Taos Pueblo come down and dance out front, and ladies sitting there weaving rugs. And, you know, it's just the trading posts had such unique ideas and such fun things to get people to stop. So it's just, you know, I really wish that I had been around to actually have experienced that.
You know, that's another thing to think about bringing back for the centennial. Because the cultural activities.
That's true.
Another one. And you've got such a great Native American heritage there along Route 66 in New Mexico. You know, that'd mm-hmm. be a great thing to be bringing back. I have a question for you. Who was the most interesting person that you've ever had at the RV park?
Oh, wow. Gosh, that's actually hard to say. We've had movies filmed here, so there's been a lot of the, you know, Hollywood types. Eva Longoria was recently, but I think probably the most interesting is more of a, on a personal level. It was Pat Hill. It was her folks that built the, you know, the trading post. And she just walked into my office one day and introduced herself. And we've developed this great relationship now over the years. And, you know, that was marvelous. I didn't expect it. I had no idea how to get hold of her. I didn't know what her last name was now. And it was really very special. I've gotten photographs. She shared her personal photo albums with me. Just really, really a great lady.
Vicki, that says a lot right there about the Route 66 community. Instead of mentioning like all the celebrities that's been associated, the people that animate us and excite us is just the regular people. Mm-hmm. The people with a history, the people with a connection, the people with a story to tell. That's what gets us excited.
Isn't it? Yes. Yes, really is. We've seen a lot, you know, being near the Laguna Indian Reservation. We've had little, you know, elderly ladies come in and say that they used to work here. And it's just fascinating to be able to listen to them and say, you know, what they did when they worked here. They worked in the cafe or they sat out front making rugs. Just is great.
Mr. Denny Gibson is with us. Denny, what you got?
Well, I don't have anything, Jim. I'm curious here. As I'm listening, I tend not to look at my phone. And then I heard you mention my name and looked at my phone and saw this invitation. So I thought maybe you had – I couldn't figure out how I fit into this, but if you've got something to ask or
– Well – That's odd. Like I say, it popped up that you were trying to call in. So that's how you ended up here.
I don't know how that happened. Technology got us again, Jim.
Yes.
Let me not confuse this thing and back out of here. I like listening to you and Vicki talking. So I'm just going to go back to that.
Not a problem, Denny. Vicki, do you know what Denny? He's an author, written some pretty interesting books. And does a few road trips here and there. Denny, while I've got you here, have you ever stopped at the Enchanted Trails?
No, I haven't. And I don't know why. I've been by there, I don't know, probably three or four times. And that's on the to-do. But
you're yet. More than welcome anytime. Absolutely.
I will probably be there through there in July or August of this year. So I will definitely make a stop this time.
I'll be here.
Now, how do I get out of here, Jim?
You know, that's a good question. You turn left at the bridge that used to be painted yellow.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll keep poking buttons, and eventually, I'll be gone. I guess.
All right, Mr. Denny. Thank you. You bet. You know, I get such a kick out of doing this, and I'm always amazed that people, I get responses from people and questions about, well, how do I set up something like this? You seem so knowledgeable. And I've got no clue what I do. I'm modern Amish, and this is kind of like Mayberry television. We just sit down and visit with old friends and people that have interesting stories to tell. And here we are. We inspire road trips and we share America's story. That's what this is about. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You've also got a passion for Hudson automobiles.
Yes, sir. I do. I am. Interested in how that happened? By accident? You know, when I was a kid, I loved older cars. And I just always knew I was going to have an older car. And I was driving down the street with this elderly friend of mine, and there was this green 1947 Hudson. And wow, it just struck my attention. And it had a for sale sign in the window. And so we stopped, and Gary was looking under the hood while I was talking to the guy selling this beautiful car. And I ended up buying it, but I was terrified to drive it home. We were only like 6 miles from home. But so I made Gary drive it. I had no idea what three on the tree was. I had no idea what to expect driving this big boat. And I bought it from a man named Van Palmer, and he also had a business on Route 66. And he very, very historic guy. He'd had a lot of connections with people throughout Albuquerque. And a couple years later, he came back up to see me with this beautiful blue Hudson. It was a 1950 Commodore. And man, that one was stunning. And he said that his kids weren't interested, and if I ever wanted to buy it, just to let him know. So I did a few years later. So that's my Hudson collection, if you will.
Well, you could be collecting a lot worse things. I'll tell you, Hudsons, especially in the late 40s and early 50s, those are just absolutely stunning and fantastic automobiles. And mm-hmm. just that you, there's something that's got class, and they're still modern enough that you can drive those and keep up with most any of the Toyotas on the road. Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
But you have a tendency of stopping traffic. That's a little bit of a problem sometimes.
I've got this old Chevy truck that I've been working on, and I have a tendency to stop traffic with that. That's because it usually breaks down in traffic. But that's another story entirely.
You're right.
It's kind of my truck's kind of a search and rescue vehicle. Every time I leave town with it or leave the house with it, somebody's going to have to come search for me and rescue me. But that's another one of those adventures. You know, Albuquerque, the last few years seems to be getting a handle on Route 66. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty impressed with what I'm seeing along the Central Avenue corridor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've really been working on things, and I think it all kind of started off when they replaced the chemo neon, and it really sort of brought attention back to the downtown area. And you know, there's people that have come and gone. Unfortunately, Lindy's is up for sale now, but you know, there's a Centennial Commission that Albuquerque has put together also. And they're really putting some money towards the city and looking for great ideas and putting together an app and, you know, just really trying to pull people together to, you know, work on these next couple of years and beyond to promote Route 66.
Well, that's really important because the Route 66 Centennial is putting the spotlight, and it's becoming brighter every day, the focus on mm-hmm. Route 66. But I think it's imperative that communities not only look at the centennial, but that they look at the centennial as the first step towards the bicentennial.
Absolutely.
Look towards mm-hmm. the long-term future. Yeah, Albuquerque, gosh darn it, they've got so much going for them there along that Central Avenue corridor. There's lots of gyms. Is the restaurant coming up Nine Mile Hill, is that the Western restaurant? Is that the one I'm thinking of?
There was the Western View.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And
still there?
You know, it's under a different name right now. That's on the south side of the road. And what is it? It's now the, Route 66 Restaurant, I think is what it's called. And, you know, their hours are a little odd. So you have to figure out when they're open, but they're still there.
Ah, good. You know, that this is another thing. Anybody who knows me knows that I like to eat. And the New Mexico food is unlike, it's unlike food you get anywhere else. It's not Mexican food. It's New Mexican food. And, oh, you've got some great stuff there.
Oh, great we stuff. Do. And we're going to put green chili on everything.
Yes. Well, you have to. Blake's Lotta Burger with their grilled green chili hamburgers.
Yes. And there's a Laguna Burger. And shoot, you can put green chili in an apple pie. There's just everything to look forward to when you're eating out here.
What is a Laguna Burger?
There's the Laguna Travel Center out near the 66 Casino at Rio Puerco, and they have they've got several Laguna Burgers now. They're inside the gas stations, and it's just a wonderful. It's a hand pressed burger with piled high with green chili. And it's made fresh right there on the grill. They're really, really good. It's sloppy. You know, I suggest lots of napkins and leaning over the table, but they are good.
Ooh. Now I got to eat my way across New Mexico with another stop or two. One of my favorites in Albuquerque, one that Judy and I really enjoy, is down by Old Town, just off Route 66, is Monica's El Portal restaurant.
Yes.
On Rio Grande Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. Right near Old Town. It's really good. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, the El Vado, too, I wanted to mention in Albuquerque, that has become a poster child for saving condemned properties. And repurposing them, giving them a new lease on life. That's become a poster child for a lot of communities.
Absolutely. You know, and they have those wonderful little shops there now and the little fountain types waiting pool. And it's just, it's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. And now they've redone the Monterey. And so it's wonderful to see these properties coming back to life. That is a hotbed of tourist activity right there. It's loved. It just, people love it. And the Merck is there. And that's one of our, that's Daryl Willison, who was sat on our board for some time. And he's this fabulous artist. And he's got this great shop there. And he just created our Centennial logo.
Oh, very good. Very good. And of course, the El Vado, the Monterey Non-Smokers, which dates to the 40s as well. That's all right down by the Albuquerque Zoo and the park, right?
Botanical Garden and Zoo. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a neat area. It really is a very interesting area. There's a lot going on right there between Old Town and the Botanical Gardens.
I really enjoy that area a lot. Judy and I have stayed at the Monterey quite often. And I'm going to share something with you. Speaking of the El Vado, apparently the El Rey up in Santa Fe, New Mexico, along the pre-37 alignment, that was designed by this and built by the same contractors that did the El Vado. I just picked up something. This is a directory of motor courts and cottages published by AAA in 1940.
Oh, wow.
And it's got an expansive listing on the El Vado, one of the biggest listings in on the New Mexico's page. It says El Vado Courts, west on U.S. 66, 5-minute drive from downtown, along the banks of the Rio Grande. It's adjoining a golf course and has its own bathing beach. 32 units of 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5-room apartments, some with combination tub and shower baths, others with tile showers, well insulated, excellent ventilation for summer comfort, automatically controlled steam radiators for winter, soundproof and fireproof, Telephone and radio in every room. Beauty Rest mattresses, Monterey furniture. Rates are $2.50 to $5 per day.
Oh my gosh. That's wonderful.
I did not know there was a golf course or a bathing beach associated mm-hmm. with that property. That was a new discovery.
Oh, there you go. Tingley Beach. It's still there.
Oh, really?
It runs along the Rio Grande, and you know, you can hardly call it a beach if you've ever actually been to one, but there are people fish, and they did bring out their sand and all. Way back when, it was just, there were diving platforms, and it was just a wonderful place for people to be able to get out of the desert heat and the sun.
So the Elvado around in the 40s, this would have been more of a resort complex then.
Mm-hmm. It certainly sounds like it. I love that ad.
Yeah. I set that aside this morning. I wanted to share that with you. That's pretty neat. But the way they've repurposed that, preserved the integrity, overall integrity of the building, but updated it. When you know, this is something that I always get fascinated with. People always talk about Route 66 authenticity. Well, first of all, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Because Route 66 always changed and evolved. And the people sometimes get upset when you repurpose a building like the Elvado. We saw it when Larry Klontz put the electric vehicle charging stations in at the UJOP Inn in Shamrock. Mm-hmm. But I don't think people really want an authentic Route 66 experience. I don't think they want to cross the desert in a Hudson with no air conditioning or change tires along the highway in the middle of summer west of Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they want that authentic of an experience.
Mm-hmm. And they certainly don't want to drive 35 miles an hour and get to the, travel 100 miles to get to the next service station. No. People, we like convenience. And so the evolution of Route 66 is really imperative. Now, certainly there's places that you want to stay pure, but you really, in order to make the highway more usable for people, you really have to bring things into the current lifestyle.
Yeah. You got to make it real, keep it relevant. That's crucial. Brady Wilson here has a question for you. He says, ask what you're looking forward to in the next, between now and the centennial. What are you getting excited about here?
I'm all about the people. So I'm excited about getting, working with, people along the route and sharing ideas, and then ultimately enjoying the festivals and the events that are going to be happening. It's might be simple, but for me, it's all about those people.
You know, the people is what makes Route 66 different from every other of these old highways. It's the people mm-hmm. like yourself that have the passion, the vibrancy, the enthusiasm, and that they want to make sure the people have an experience, something to make memories. And mm-hmm. that's what this thing's all about.
Making memories, that's true. Meeting new people. You know, this is a huge neighborhood, right? It's very long. Yeah. It's very linear. And it's nice to be able to get to know your neighbors.
Yeah.
Almost unusual in this day and age.
Yeah, it really is. There's been a couple questions here about the Route 66 Association of New Mexico. And I know that's a point of contention right now and concern in the Route 66 community. But I know that you're very limited on what you can say and not say about that.
Yeah, so, we You know, we certainly are experiencing a rough road right now.
Yes.
In all honesty, I'd love to share the details, but legal counsel really has asked me to not to say anything because of some, you know, potential litigation. I really hope people can respect that. And, you know, if there is anything that I can say or inform people of, I certainly will put it on the Route 66 Association of New Mexico Facebook page.
Oh, speaking of the Facebook page, I gotta tell you, you've been posting regular about pictures of Route 66 in New Mexico, on the Route 66 Association of New Mexico page. And if that does not ignite a passion and a hunger for a road trip in the land of enchantment, don't know what else. I don't know what else will.
Well, and to be you know, frank about it, if you can't say anything, show it. That's what we've done. And you'd be surprised how our numbers have grown since we started doing that.
Yes. Well, like they say, a picture is worth 1,000 words.
That's very true.
Connie, I love Linda out there. The folks, Angela Chavez up there in Gallup. You've got such a strong network of partners there. It's going to be exciting to see what happens in New Mexico in the coming years. It's just exciting to follow the developments.
Well, and we're certainly excited about it, and we are anxious to see what our neighbors are doing too. And it's going to be the future is bright.
Yes, it is. Miss Vicki, I want to thank you for taking time from your Sunday morning to do this. I greatly appreciate it. I hope it has inspired a road trip or two through New Mexico. And if anybody discovers great new places to eat, please let me know. Well, God bless. I like to eat. I like to discover new food. So let me know.
Well, and anybody can stop in and see me anytime. I love people to come visit.
Well, you've got a great place to visit. And, you know, RV travel, especially since COVID, RV travel on Route 66 has become a pretty big thing.
It really has. The sales of RVs during COVID jumped by 700%. Do you believe that? It's just truly fascinating. But I'm thinking that if you want a briefly used RV for a good price, maybe now's the time to do it, because it's not a lifestyle that is good for everybody. No. So you might find a bargain if you want an RV now.
Yeah, it's not a lifestyle for everyone, but for the nomad, for the adventurer, you know, it's quite a deal. I will send you some information. I'll see if I can dig this up. A couple of years ago, I found the most fascinating RV. It's a derelict. It is beyond saving. It's out in the ghost town of Chloride, Arizona.
Okay.
And it was a homemade motor home after the war. And the fella that built it, Royal Rounds, was a brilliant fella. No education. And he was a crippled World War I veteran. And he built this out of war surplus. And his idea was to create a motorized home that you could travel and live in at construction projects, different places. He had radiant heating in the floors. It had air conditioning. It was built with aircraft aluminum, the structure, the skin, aircraft plexiglass windows. It was front wheel drive with a V8 engine.
Well, he was very forward thinking, wasn't he? Wow.
You know, he was forward thinking, and yet this monster weighed something like 12,000 pounds empty. For some ungodly reason, he had took the front differential out of a 4x4, a deuce and a half military truck, four-wheel drive front differential, and put in it, and used that as his drive mechanism and his steering. But for some reason, here he's got this beautiful, well-designed motorhome, and he puts a 90-horsepower Ford flathead V8 engine in it. And yeah. But anyhow, I'll just send you some pictures on that.
Okay. I look forward to that.
Vicki, I've always enjoyed our visits and talks. And, well, I sure look forward to our next visit. We'd probably be heading your direction. Right now, it's probably going to be fall, but there mm-hmm. is a possibility we'll be heading east for the AAA Route 66 Road Fest in Tulsa. We're sure. working on that right now.
Mm-hmm. So. There you
but
go.
We'll sure give you a holler when we come through.
You do that. You certainly do that.
Miss Vicki, thank you so very much, not just for taking time this morning, but for just simply everything that you're doing on the road is greatly appreciated. Mm-hmm. And
well, that's you kind hang of you in. To say.
You hang in there. We need you. And you guys are doing a great job.
Well, it's always a pleasure talking to you, Jim. I've cherish our friendship. And appreciate your having me on your show this morning.
Ah, oh, you bet. You take care, Miss Vicki.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, we've got a couple things, shout-outs we want to give to some fine folks here that make this program possible. We've got our friends at Route Trip USA. If you're looking to plan a Route 66 trip or just a road trip, United States or Canada, the folks at Route Trip USA are a lot like us. They test the pillows and they taste the enchiladas before they tell you where to go. And of course, we got our good friend out there in Tucumcari, David Brenner, the Roadrunner Lodge Motel. It's not really a motel. It's a living time capsule where you're treated like you get to step back to 1964. And we give a shout out to our good friend Connie Eccles there at the Wagon Wheel Motel in Cuba, Missouri. And this is another one of those special places, the oldest continuously operated motel on Route 66. You're more than a guest. Connie has a way of making everybody feel like family and really kind of special. And I got to do this. I give a shout out to Mr. Louis Keene out at the Uranus Fudge Company and General Store. If you're a fan of juvenile humor, well, yeah, you got to go to the Uranus Fudge Company. If you're not a fan, well, at least get some pictures of the neon and be sure to see that Circus Sideshow Museum. That's a little bit something different. My friends, I want to thank everybody for joining us this morning. Our theme song here is courtesy of Joe and Woody and the boys of the Road Crew 66. Great road trip music. Take a listen and see what you think. So I hope everybody enjoyed things this morning and I hope we inspired a road trip or two. And we'll do this again next week. We've got coming up, here's what we got on the agenda. Next week, we're going to talk with Pamela Mitchell. She's with the Tourism and Chamber of Commerce in Baxter Springs, Kansas. Kansas kind of gets overlooked a lot, and we're going to see if we can fix that next week and talk with Pamela. And then on the 14th of April, we're going to talk with Bobby Hockaday, the Tucumcari Film Commission and the upcoming film festival. Thank you. The Road Crew is in Joplin on May 16th and Galena, Kansas on May 17th. Thank you very much. I don't have a guest lined up yet for the 21st. I'm working on that. But on 28th of April, we're going to be talking with Reese Martin, the president of the Oklahoma Route 66 Association, about the endangered Ribbon Road and Route 66 Centennial and all the exciting things the folks there in Oklahoma are doing with their Route 66 community. My friends, until we meet again next week, you travel safe, take care. Here in Western Arizona, it is, well, right now, here at our studios within spitting distance of Route 66, it's 40 degrees. And it looks like the sun's going to be coming out. We've had a bit of rain the last few days, but nothing serious. A little snow in the high country, but that'll be gone pretty quick. Still, if you're traveling out this way, always travel safe and take care. Enjoy the adventure. And, well, we'll see you all next week. Again, Miss Vicki, thank you.
You're very welcome, Jim.
Bye-bye, my friends.
Bye-bye.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Ay, con Dios, mi amigos.